With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. There's a new shoot and kill order from President Trump.
President Donald Trump has ordered the U.S. military to shoot and kill small Iranian boats that deploy mines to choke traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. Trump's post on social media comes after the U.S. military seized another tanker associated with the smuggling of Iranian oil, ratcheting up a standoff with Tehran. Trump also wrote that, quote, there is to be no hesitation, while adding that the U.S. military is intensifying mine-clearing operations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Raman Kapoor is captain of one of the hundreds of ships stranded in the Persian Gulf. He told Britain Sky News,
my crew is, under constant stress ever since the war started, since we are stranded inside this conflict zone. And there is nothing much we can do.
The standoff has effectively choked off nearly all exports through the strait. That's where about 20% of the world's traded oil passes in peacetime, and there's no end in sight. West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrisey says a chemical leak at a West Virginia plant killed two people and injured about 30 others, including seven ambulance workers responding to the leak.
We know that the first responders, they always run to the fire. They put themselves in harm's way, and we know that a number of those individuals had checked in to the health facility to evaluate for health impact. We're very grateful to these brave men and women and what they do. And they're in our prayers, and we're monitoring the recovery of those transported to our local hospitals.
Officials say what they called a chemical release took place at the West Virginia Silver Recovery business yesterday that was in the process of closing for good. On Wall Street, a mixed bag. The Dow was off 33 points, but the NASDAQ up by 48. This is SRN News. A legal battle for the Ten Commandments.
A federal appeals court says Texas can require the Decalogue to be displayed in public school classrooms. The ruling by the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is a victory for Republican state lawmakers, though it sets up a potential clash at the U.S. Supreme Court over the issue in the future. The Fifth Circuit Court said in its decision that Texas law does not violate the First Amendment, which protects religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Male athletes are now officially excluded from female events at the Olympics. That's after the International Olympic Committee agreed to a new eligibility policy. The IOC says, quote, eligibility for any female category event at the Olympic Games, including individual and team sports, is now limited to biological females. That new policy aligns with President Trump's executive order on women's sports ahead of the 2028 Los Angeles Games. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street is forfeiting gains from earlier this week, and oil prices are back above $100 per barrel as the prospect for peace in Iran remains shaky. Brent crude is at $103.18 per barrel. Shares of Tesla tumbled more than 3% overnight after Elon Musk's electric car company beat Wall Street's first quarter expectations, but announced a massive $25 billion capital expenditure investment for 2026. Some of that spending is going toward the production ramp-up of its Optimus robots, including a new factory in Texas. American Airlines has joined other carriers in cutting performance expectations this year because of soaring jet fuel costs. American shares dipped before the opening bell, even though its losses were less than expected, and it posted strong revenue. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.